Now, when I think about it at a real basic level, so when you drop sunitinib into an in vitro system like that, there's no stroma, right?
There's no stroma. So it's a
It's a direct
direct
effect.
anti-tumor effect. And
So, I mean,
so
is that,
why so the
yeah.
question is, why is that? I mean, why are you having this effect? Because it challenges this concept that it's a stromal effect and an effect on tumor vasculature. So they looked a little bit more closely to see if they could identify a target downstream within the tumor cell that might indeed be responsible for this effect. And they were able to at least suggest that S6 kinase might well be that target. Now, it's evolving data. But whatever the case is, HIF levels may well be a good way to look at what is going to happen. So if you have a tumor with a very high level of HIF in it, it may well be a tumor that's sensitive and will respond to sunitinib compared to a tumor that doesn't have a high level of HIF or that HIF is undetectable. They looked at...
Oh, that's interesting. So sunitinib will literally kill some in vitro cells with, in
so,
vitro.
So it didn't kill them. I think it just decreased their proliferation. When you look at the actual data, it wasn't cytotoxic classically. And that's where some of the issues may come to the... When this is published, we'll have to look at it more closely. But the curves that they showed were reasonably convincing. However, when you looked at the tumor tissue that they collected from patients who were then being treated with sunitinib.
These are mostly primary tumor tissues?
I believe there's mostly primary tumor tissues. That's right.